gave it to me in her tit milk. He's going.
Do brown acid. Come on, you wouldn't spread your legs for the guy who discovered electricity? Tell him, Steve Dave.
Hello and welcome to this week's edition of Tell Him, Steve Dave, episode 599.5 BQ.
Yes.
We're so close to 600.
Yeah, I appreciate you guys holding back a little bit for me. Thank you for your patience. It's gone 3 weeks.
Yes. Now, if you want to be a part of this whole number 600, I think we're going to do the audio like we normally do.
Yep.
And then Walt very generously is going to put it on the $5 Patreon level.
Yeah, if you want to watch the video, it'll drop simultaneously with the audio on Patreon. The video will, and if everybody on the $5 tier is or up is going to be able to watch the video 3+ hours. People could be the longest TSD in.
Yeah.
History.
It's definitely up there. It's up there with the Space Monkey Save Christmas for sure.
How long was that one?
I thought that was over 4 hours.
Okay, then it may be the second longest episode. Yeah. Wow.
But it flew.
It does not feel like a 3+ hour episode. It's going to feel like 1 hour, and people are going to be begging for more, I think.
Yeah. I hope so. Because they're getting it. It's nice to be back here.
I was going to say, I've been gone for some time now.
Yeah. The fun gauntlet's over.
Where'd you go?
It was Los Angeles. It was Vegas. It was supposed to be Kansas City, but I got really sick for about 5 days. I was actually like bedridden. Some dirty hippie at the Sphere in Vegas gave me some virus that would not let go.
Were you smoking pot and you
no.
sharing doobies?
I mean, yeah, but no. That
you weren't sharing doobies?
It was more just like, I think that, no, it wasn't sharing.
He's doobies. Avoiding the sharing doobies question.
Yeah, no, I wasn't sharing. I don't share doobies.
Well, how does he get you sick then?
Because like you walk through this tunnel, it's like a cattle call. The Sphere is amazing. Do you know what that is?
I know what it is. I've seen pictures of it.
It's fucking unbelievable. It is like nothing anybody's ever seen before. You must go to see it.
And who'd you see there? Dead?
Grateful Dead, yeah. But
I heard I heard it was
I got to go back. It is, I'm telling you, what they pulled off with this Sphere is you're looking at a modern wonder of the world.
That's
a pretty big statement.
Every aspect of it is fucking amazing. It is the greatest music venue ever made, by far.
No, I'm told that if you're susceptible to motion sickness, this might not be the place for you.
Nope, absolutely not. Every bit of it is engineered to the best possible version of it. I'm telling you, it's flawless. Hmm. They nailed it. I was in there looking around being like, this is like fucking I'm proud to be a human that they pulled this off. Yeah, you laugh.
Really?
When you go, you've never seen anything like it.
Now, are there some natural wonders that now have to take a back seat to the Sphere?
I don't want to hear about those fucking Egyptians ever again. Like, you guys piled a bunch of rocks. Congratulations. Like, what is going on here? They were playing. I've never heard this before. Because the woman was telling me, like, the woman who runs it, she was telling me that, like, when they built it, they said that there's never been, like, football has football stadiums, baseball has baseball stadiums, and music has always fit into these theaters and stadiums and arenas that weren't built for music. She's like, this is the place where everything was built for music. And I'm telling you, I've never heard this before. When they were playing guitar, like the sound is you can't even, like, you're looking at the stage, John Mayer's playing over here, Bob Weir's over here, you hear the music coming from where they're standing. And if you want to tune your ear to hear each individual instrument, oh, you can. And you hear John Mayer's fingers on the guitar strings. Like, it's fucking, it's crazy. There's speakers.
Are you sure you just went really high?
Dude, I am telling you.
I can hear his fingers, man.
No fucking way.
Gliding up and down the stream.
No, I was lying. I'm telling you. It was like fucking, it was unbelievable. And each seat has speakers in it. And it's not gimmicky. It just supplements the sound from where it's coming from. And there's the, when the guy's hitting the drum, it's connected right to your seat. So you feel it, but not in that way. You know, you see like a 40X movie and you're like, this fucking sucks. I'm like knocking around the Terminator's fire. It's everything subtle and tuned to perfection. And what they can do with the visuals, I'll show you a video. Like you, it's a sphere. Obviously it's round, but at one point they start playing on the stage and it starts with the house that they own in San Francisco and it starts slowly pulling out. And then it doesn't stop. And then it's out of Earth's atmosphere. Like you see, you know, the California up through the atmosphere, out through space, and you're going to be out and out. And I'm telling you, they've made the scope of what you're seeing match your eyes. Like, so if John Mayer's on that big screen in front of you and they make him 40 fucking feet high,
right?
It's done in a way that he looks like a human standing in front of you. Like the scale of him is perfect. And like, look at this, man.
Oh,
they
wow.
They make squares. They at one point do this thing where you're looking into infinity. All right. Anyway, so you pull out, you go out to the planet. You pull out.
Did you do brown acid?
No, I'm telling you. You don't need to. You pull out and like, you're just staring at the Earth hanging in space and you feel there's a trick to it. If you're in the seats, I don't know about the floor. You feel like you're alone. And you feel like you're in space, and he starts playing like this song about being alone in the universe. It is mind blowing. I have never seen anything like it. You must go to the sphere.
Yeah.
Do not die without going to the sphere. It's next level. I don't even have the words for it. You can't believe what they pulled off.
I heard it was expensive, like $3 billion or something. It was like a crazy amount of money.
They're like, they're never going to make money. And then
who's never going to make money?
The people that own the sphere. That's what they said. I think they were joking though. But they said, all right, so acts really are having a hard time making money because to create the show for this is so expensive. And now they said YouTube played it first and did visuals that were cool. Then Fish played it second and did a step above that. And the woman told me before I went in, she's like, this is where the training wheels come off and you're going to see things that you never saw before. And man, was she right. And she told me that now the Eagles are playing next. And she's like, the big scramble now is they're hiring artists from all over the world. Everybody's got to top each other. She goes, you don't even know where this is going to go. Cause what they could do with this technology, they could put you anywhere. And you feel like you're there. And
I would like to see the Eagles there.
Yeah.
Yeah. That music doesn't lend itself, I don't think, to like trippy.
I don't think so either. But I don't think anybody's going to do this anymore unless they know that they can top person before. And I honestly don't know how they're going to top Grateful Dead. It was fucking crazy. Like, you're in awe. You're just in wonder. And everybody is. You know what I mean? It's not like I'm standing like a slack-jawed yokel staring up at the ceiling. Like, everybody's like, can you fucking believe what we're looking at?
What was the ticket price going for?
They're not.
How would he know?
No, that's not true. I bought my tickets. I paid a lot. I paid like $500 for the seats because I wanted like good seats in this one section. And then when I got there, they were like, just go up to the owner's suite. I was like, all right, that's even fucking better. But I bought my
tickets.
That's
face value?
No, I bought them because I could only go that one night and I wanted those seats.
So what was face value? Do you know on a $500 seat?
$200? No, but I've been told that you can buy tickets day of. Fairly reasonably. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like they're not banging you over the head. I just wanted these specific seats because I was told that like those are the seats. And then I was shown the real seats and that was nuts. Mm. That was crazy.
And U2 opened it, right?
U2 opened it. Yeah.
And they didn't do anything on this level though?
No, I think people thought U2 did something amazing. Oh. And now they're like, oh, this is what can be done with it.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Gotta go to the sphere. I'm telling you, man.
Bri was at the fucking. He could have went to the sphere.
Could have went to the sphere. Yeah,
I'll go again.
Yeah.
Oh, heartbeat, dude. Let's pick a day and go.
All right. Yeah. Sounds like a good act.
Yeah, you gotta have a good
like
act.
Because like Grateful Dead, I would sit there and be like, "Oh, this is all amazing," but like I wouldn't be able to get into the music.
No,
I don't think.
That's true.
No.
No. It really? Is something else, man. It just pulls you in. Yeah. Anyway, so that was Vegas. Anyway, but like you're also like on the way out. Just think you're going through like this narrow tunnel with like thousands of people. So it's a cattle call. And now everybody's on mushrooms and everybody's fucking high tripping and like running up, putting their arm on me and screaming in my face and shit like that. And then 2 days later, I started getting like a cold. So I was supposed to go to Kansas City for a charity thing and ended up getting so fucking sick. I couldn't go. I actually didn't know if I was going to be able to get to London. I was so sick and I ended up kind of pulling it out at the end. Went to London. Fucking, you know, I love that town.
Yeah.
But it was
tore it up.
Yeah.
I saw some nice pictures of you from there.
Tore it up a little bit. A lot of friends that I knew, that I know, obviously I know my friends, but a lot of people that I know were in London. Like, just happened to be, because I posted a photo online and they were like, mm-hmm. I got three texts. You're in London. Chris DiStefano, you're in London. Gareth, the director of the raid, we hung out a couple of nights, went out drinking. And you guys are not Oasis fans. I know that, right?
What's your big hit? A Champagne Nova?
Wonderwall, Champagne Supernova. That's, remember you were making fun of me?
Yeah, because you had the disc in your car.
I had definitely, maybe they were stealing it from my car. But I found out that night. So I made friends with these gypsy travelers who were drinking in a pub. I ended up hanging out with them for like 6 hours. Dude, you would have loved it. They were telling me all these fucking stories. And they were going to see Liam Gallagher, who's the lead singer for Oasis, was playing the first Oasis album in its entirety at the O2 Arena that night. And I was like, I'll go with you guys. And I fucking went.
Oh, you went with them?
Oh, dude, it was fucking cool, man. Like, it was just such a great trip. So the Mets played twice, went to see a play, had a lot of drinking. But, man, London, it's like, I just love it. I got to move there, man. I got to move there for like a summer.
Summering in London.
Yeah.
Listen to this guy.
One day.
Young BQ.
Summer abroad.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But it was a lot. It was a lot. It was a great trip. But I did like the National Gallery. I went to galleries and museums while I looked at paintings.
Oh, yeah?
It was a very middle-aged. It was a boozy middle-aged trip.
You're hanging out. What did you call the people you were hanging out with? Gypsies?
They're travelers or gypsies. They call themselves gypsies, which I thought, I was like, I thought you're not allowed to say that anymore. It was a joke. They were like, fuck that! We're gypsies! My mother gave it to me in her tit milk. He's going, she fed me gypsy through her tit milk. And I was like, all right, cool.
Tit milk, okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, I was hooking up with strangers and like, you know, that doesn't sound like a middle-aged, you know, artsy.
That sounds like a young BQ.
Yeah.
Out there tearing it up.
They were in their 20s too. Yeah, they were in their 20s. Yeah, it was great. We fucking, I became good buddies with my boy Harrison.
Yeah, you got numbers? You text now?
Yeah, I haven't heard from him. I'm starting to get a little worried about it, actually. I was hoping. But yeah, it was just a great, I needed it.
Yeah.
I needed some fun.
I probably would have had to pretend, like if I were with you, I probably would have had to pretend I liked Oasis then. Because I don't think I'd want to tell a bunch of drunk gypsies, like, not. I don't like the band that you guys love.
No, and the pride, it's one of those bands that they have pride.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
He's a local boy. I even said to him one point, they're like, because he's a, you know, he's one of us. He made it. And I was like, he's been famous way more than he wasn't. I was like, and he's a famous worldwide musician, and he's a known dickhead. I was like, so what are you guys so proud of? And he's like, no, he's one of us. Like, they just don't care.
They
don't care. But have you ever heard of a clothing line called Stone Island?
No.
No? It's a brand that the hooligans, the soccer hooligans wear out there.
Really?
And apparently it's been around since the 70s. And they were all wearing Stone Island, my gypsy friends. So I'm like, I looked it up online. There's a Stone Island store in Manhattan.
Is there really?
Yeah. I think you're going to see a lot of Stone Island. Yeah,
I was going to say. Coming up.
Yeah, great trip. But I missed you guys, and I missed the show. I missed doing the show.
Oh, thank you. Missed you too. It was so you could see yourself maybe joining the becoming a gypsy. I think you have to I think you have to have a duel and like, you know, like,
it's definitely some weird shit like that.
You have to beat a gypsy or cut off an ear of a gypsy in a duel or something and then eat it.
At midnight, something like that. They were saying fascinating stuff. They're like, they don't have birth certificates. He's like, he works now for a municipal city, this kid Harrison, the waterworks. And he was like, we had to get a documentation, but he's like, gypsies, we don't tell the government when we have kids because we don't want them on the books. And he's like, we've always done that. He goes, the one time we broke that was World War II. You could tell, I saw it. He was getting like a little pride. Like I saw it building, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So how do they have children then if they don't go to a hospital?
I don't fucking know. But he said that when World War II started, like they weren't pulled in because the government didn't have any record of them. He goes, and my whole family went. He goes, like 20 guys went and registered and got their equivalent social security numbers to go fight in the war. He's like, we're not letting our fellow Englishmen fight this battle without us. And I was like, fuck, man. I like that. I like that. Yeah.
I don't know that I would do it.
Yeah.
I'm like, wait a second. Free pass? Nobody knows I exist. Let's keep it that way.
Pay taxes, all that stuff. Yeah. I liked them.
That has to be, it has to be a couple roadblocks have to be thrown up You would think your lifetime if no one knows you exist, though.
They live in caravans.
And now is this something that could only be done in Europe, or do you think it's possible in America you could pull that off, you know, have children without? And
I think you pull it off.
Like, yeah. I think once in a while you see like these religious zealots that have like a bunch of kids and they live on these compounds and you don't find out about the kids till later on when they do a raid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But nice guys. I do hope I hear from them.
And the Mets, do they play in a baseball stadium or do they play in
the stadium they built for the Olympics there? I think West Ham United play there now. But they turn it into a baseball field.
What was the crowd like? Big turnout for that?
I don't know what it holds, but I would get them. Could you look that up? The London Stadium, what it holds? I would guess 50,000.
And all full to see American baseball. Full. Who are they playing against?
The Phillies.
Okay.
And way more Philly fans than New York fans.
You think they travel, the fans, or you think that they're home?
Many Americans, yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it was mostly Americans. London, you could tell. There were a lot of people walking around with baseball shirts the time that I was there going around.
Because we were speculating when I heard that you were at a Mets game in England.
62,000.
I thought maybe there was some sort of exhibition tour going on that American baseball team was going to play a cricket team.
No.
That's what I
thought. That sounds fun, though.
Yeah, right?
I'd like to see that.
That's what I was going to – I said that there's no way.
Is this behind that cricket text you said?
Yeah. Because we said – yeah, we've mentioned that we're going to play some cricket on the Patreon.
Yeah.
Anyway, I've got a – somebody contacted me from – he originally is from Australia, and he knows how to play cricket, has all the gear, so he's going to come, and he's going to be our instructor.
Oh, wow.
And we're going to have a cricket game.
Well, you know, I believe the first cricket team in the United States was based on Staten Island.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you think he just makes this shit up sometimes? It's always like, here's something great from Staten Island.
No, all I'm trying to do is educate you guys on everything that Staten Island has given you.
So how come cricket didn't like catch fire in the States then?
I don't know. I don't know enough about cricket. I'm hoping we fix that with this new obsession of yours. That was a fun text I got from you. Do you want to play cricket? that sounds great. Got to see – went to Highgate Cemetery, which has graves going back to the 1700s and old gravestones. And they let it turn into a nature preserve, so they don't really upkeep it like they do cemeteries here. So I'd be walking through these graves, these old Victorians from 1700, people dying at like 14 years old and shit. And foxes would just walk across the path and stuff. Kind of cool. And I was wandering through Highgate Cemetery and I saw this grave and it had all these pens stuck in the ground and had a towel draped over it. And I was like, what is that? And it was Douglas Adams who wrote Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, which is, you know, those were – the books that really made me love comedy were those made me fall in love with reading those books.
Wow.
And that was like an oddly emotional. I was like,
had no idea it was there.
No clue it was there. And I was like, oh man, like if I had known it was here, I would have came.
That's a common name. Are you sure it was
it was definitely him. It's got the 42. He's cremated and his ashes are down there. It's not his body, but I was like, wow. I was like, that was really like kind of like, you know, it wasn't like bawling, like, oh my God. But I was like, oh wow, this guy meant so much to me and his writing has affected my life so much. And it was nice. It was nice to
stumble across it.
Say thank you. I put a pen on the grave like everybody else did.
Yeah. Oh, there he is.
You had a pen with you?
I had a pen with me.
Really? Yeah. You travel with pens?
Not every day, but yeah, pens on me.
Yeah. Like the only person I know who travels with pens is Get 'em.
Get 'em, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. I'm suspect of anybody who travels with a pen.
Well, that's right. I mean, I can't typewriter around. So that was actually a very emotional highlight of the trip for me. For me. Yeah, I was like, oh, wow. That's fucking cool. So anyway, I had a great time. It's been a long time since I was there. And I fell back in love with London.
Yeah.
See you with Mr. Met?
Mr. and Mrs. Met, yeah.
Oh, there's a Mrs. Met now?
There was back in the day, and they've recently brought her back, you know. But
are they a couple? Or are they,
I believe so.
Are they brother and sister?
I believe Mr. and Mrs. Matt. I was a little worried because I was like, they asked me to do it. They were like, do you want to sing the Take Me Out to the Ball Game? And I was like, I go, I've done this before. I go, and sometimes the crowd, they either give a shit or I don't give a shit. I go, it's going to be really hard if I get up there and you guys say the guy from Fractal Yoga said no, but like everybody's like, like that's 60,000 people deciding that you don't matter at all. So that was the only part I was a little nervous about, but it got a really good reaction. They were, I was happy about that. I didn't feel like a fucking loser.
That's good.
Yeah.
How long do you think Mr. Met took to get to third base with Mrs. Met?
Is it a sister? And where do they live?
No, you said they're a couple. I think
they're a couple. Oh, they're a couple?
Yeah. How long? Like first date?
It has to be, right?
Yeah. He's Mr. Well,
he probably made a first base joke and just fucking got in.
Yeah.
Look at those guys. Yeah. It was nice. It was really just a lovely trip.
Nice.
Yeah.
I'm going away next week.
Where are you going?
Minnesota.
What are you doing there?
I'm seeing a lot of statues. Apparently, I got the itinerary from Frank, and a lot of statues on the list. He wants to see as many statues as he can.
Statues of what?
Pop culture celebrities, and a few we want to tear down too.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like, the Mary Tyler Moore statue.
You can in Minnesota, I heard. Now, Mary Tyler Moore statue you're going to see, and Fonzie. Not Henry Winkler. It's a Fonzie statue, which I really appreciate.
I've seen that in person.
You've seen it?
On tour, yeah. We saw it somewhere. It's oh, there it is, yeah. I think I have a picture of me with that one.
Yeah, so and in between those statues, hopefully there's enough other things that we can fill our time with because it's very statue heavy.
Yeah. What's his deal, man?
I mean, he loves pop culture.
Yeah.
Yeah, which I do too.
Sure.
But, you know, he gets fixated, you know, and he gets on a subject and like, and then he needs to like really devour it. Like he came down a couple of weeks ago and like all he did was spend his, like, in between recording. We had stuff record for Patreon. We're recording with Frank and all he did was like stalk Bon Jovi.
Bon Jovi?
Yeah, like going to Bon Jovi's parents' house.
Oh, that was last time he was here, yeah, because he said
going to Bon Jovi's parents' house. Then going to where Bon Jovi, filmed the video in Seaside. And I'm just like, dude, you're going to get arrested.
Yeah, don't mention you know me if you get arrested Bon Jovi. does Deb and Mrs. Five, do you think that they have a separate text chain?
They have each other's phones.
But do you think – because I'd love to see what that text is. Do you think they're talking about you guys and statues and fucking
– like what morons their husbands are?
We went on – it was Mrs. Five's idea and we went on a pretzel crawl.
You didn't learn from the chocolate crawl.
Yeah, well, we did learn, and we fought like bastards to fucking not do it. And they were just like, no, we're going to fucking robot museums. You can go do a pretzel crawl. And they were texting back and forth about how fun it was going to be and how, you know, and don't let your significant other fill your head with the thoughts that it isn't going to be fucking awesome.
It's not going to be the best. Your mind's not going to be blown.
Yeah.
I love that everything that those two poor women have tagged along these guys with and like exactly. They just want to see some pretzels and they're like, nah, we're going to go see robots instead.
I totally get it though.
But we fell for the pretzel – I mean the chocolate crawl. We knew it would be the same exact thing just with even nastier shit. You know, because how can you reinvent the pretzel? There's only a few ways you can do it.
I guess.
And I'm not even into pretzels. You know, I haven't had a pretzel since I was in sixth grade.
But you love robots.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, yeah, so they have their own ideas on what's fun, and sometimes it doesn't align with ours. We're trying to go to Wrigley, too.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, to see the Cubs.
Pretty, very pretty stadium.
I've heard horror stories, though, about get out of Wrigley before dark, make sure it's a day game.
I mean, I've been to night games there.
Yeah, but you got security and shit.
No, I don't.
You got bodyguards. Last time when you were at the Detroit Stadium, it seemed like something might.
Yeah. So yeah, we know it. We fucking battled Detroit, man. Mean streets of Detroit.
You could take on Chicago.
Yeah, we could do Chicago.
Most murders of any city, I believe.
That'll be. We'll be back rather quickly, though.
Okay.
Yeah, but looking forward to it, though.
Yeah.
Fives are good people.
They sure are, man.
Yeah, they're fun to hang out with.
Amiable, you know. They're pleasers, people pleasers, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that means you get to eat a Denny's or a Red Robin all the time.
Yeah, there's – yeah, they definitely don't care about, you know, my finicky must-have, you know, dinners that I – you know.
Right.
Although Frank wants to go to this McDonald's that serves every foreign McDonald's food.
Mm.
And I was like, sure, I'll go. Assuming, of course, that McPizza would definitely be on the menu.
Yeah, why wouldn't it?
Yeah, why would it? It's not on the menu. Oh. So that maybe I might have to fucking suck it up that day when we go to the international McDonald's.
I had McDonald's in London. I was stumbling back from the pub. I passed a Mickey D's. Really? So
some
I was like,
blood sausage? Nuggets?
I will say the fries were perfect.
Yeah.
Dead on. The burgers, like, were oddly, they're better than American ones. They're like thicker beef, and you could taste that there's not like a lot of like, let's make it taste like McDonald's thing. But I liked it less.
You liked it less?
Yeah, I wanted the American, like, smaller patty, like, chemically given taste.
You think it's the water, maybe?
No, I think it's the food standards. They're way different. They're not allowed to – it's way healthier over there. Like, you're not allowed to put as many additives in the food over there. So things are a little bit better.
What else do you eat there while you're in England? Do you just sample the
Well, Ian K. Morris, my buddy, gave me a list of restaurants to try. So I went and did that. It's – try and do the English – you know, I don't love English food, so it's
– a lot of vinegar, right?
It's weird, like quail egg shit. I don't know. I like a lot of red meat, like steaks and, you know, things that's hard to
fuck up.
Yeah.
Did you do the blood pudding or the –
I didn't do any of that shit. No, I did – what's that thing? Wellington, where they make the bread around the meat.
Beef Wellington?
Yeah. It was pretty good.
Yeah, I had that at when we were leaving for the cruise, the Hell's Kitchen guy. I can't remember his name. The dude who yells at everybody.
Yeah,
Gordon Ramsay. Yeah, we went to his restaurant. Troy. Yeah, Troy got it. Yeah, it was really good.
Yeah, it was fucking delightful.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was into it. So, yeah, it was good food, you know. Good museums, you know.
What kind of museums? Was it like art museums?
Yeah, I went to the National Portrait Gallery, which is just portraits of royals and – just over the year. I mean, all these paintings are 200, 300 years old. You know what I mean? And so I just walked. I saw Rembrandt's.
Wow.
So, you know, you're seeing all the heavy hitters. I saw a couple of Banksy's.
Did you go to Buckingham Palace?
I did not.
No. How come?
I've seen it. You know.
But could probably at this point get one of those celebrity tours, though, like for special celebs?
I don't know about that.
You know, find out what happened to Kate. What the deal is? What all this mystery surrounding her?
I don't think it.
Figure out, you know, why she's been missing from the public eye for so long.
Well, she appeared yesterday.
Oh, did she?
Yeah.
She finally.
She was for the president's the king's birthday thing. She showed up. Mm-hmm. They had a party. The reason I noticed they had a satellite garden party. And somebody I met at the game was in charge of the New York one. She's like, you want to get on the guest list? And I was like, yeah. She goes, we're going to have the Back to the Future DeLorean there. And I was like, oh, I'll go to that. Yeah, let's go. And then I ended up not being able to go yesterday. But I looked it up and, that picture came up, how she made an appearance. She looks like Lois Lane right there.
She
like
does.
Margot Kidder, but yeah.
Did you see that new portrait of the king? They're calling it satanic.
Oh, it's all red and stuff? Yeah, I saw a picture of it while I was over there.
I don't know why they're calling it satanic.
Yeah, why?
Well, only because it does look satanic.
It's just red. Who gives a shit?
No way. That shit is weird, man. Like, that is, like, again, pull up the.
That's not it. Somebody vandalized it? Oh, they just put stickers on it? Yeah, I saw it. I don't know. Did it look satanic? I mean, maybe I didn't look at it with, like, I just saw it. You know what I mean? Oh, you're saying the red looks like he's in hell?
Yeah, it's a very strange.
Yeah. But you know what? Like,
when you said the king, I thought you meant Elvis. I was like, what are we looking at here? And now I'm actually seeing, King Charles.
Like I said, I was – all right, so the National Portrait Gallery is just room after room of 100-year-old photos like that. And that one – what's a fucking butterfly? I mean, it's – yeah, I see what you mean, but – there's so many portraits, man. Can't they do something different? Like, why not?
Yeah. Or something that it just something off about it. I guarantee if you look at it and zoom into certain areas,
See a 666?
I guarantee you there's a couple sixes in there somewhere.
Oh, well, that makes it. But you don't like that? That's crosses. Like fucking metal. You don't dig it?
Look, the butterfly on his shoulder. What the hell does that mean?
I don't know, but I do know that they like paintings from the 1700s. People would draw flies on the shoulder and stuff like.
Good luck.
They put weird details in like that.
Looks like there's a UPC code in there. I don't know.
And who did this creepy portrait?
An artist. It was commissioned by the Royals.
Oh, really?
There was you know the picture of Ben Franklin on the $100 bill.
Yeah.
The original painting of that is in the one that they use for it is in the National Portrait Gallery over there. They have a little section for Americans. Like it's kind of like off to the side. And I was standing there looking at it with pride. I was like, yeah, we kicked your asses. Well,
they're over it though by now, right?
No, because they're not. I got a few comments from my new gypsy friends. And and even when I said, like, yeah, but what about World War II? I go, if it wasn't for us, you'd be fucking speaking German. And their response was, yeah, it took you 3 fucking years to get here. Maybe you could have showed up a little earlier. So, yeah, it seems like they still have issues about it. Yeah, that's the one I saw. It was cool to see it, you know?
He was a dog, I heard.
I hope so.
Ben Franklin?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, he was
a rascal. He was able to crush puss, Ben Franklin, looking like that, looking like an old grandma.
I think he was like the party guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He didn't always look like that, Bri.
Yeah, I guess.
That's just at the end of life.
Yeah, it's after all the wine takes its toll. That's what I'm left with. Look at that guy.
I mean, come on. You wouldn't spread your legs for the guy who discovered electricity?
I mean.
You're able to fucking read at night and you don't have to worry about a candle blowing out or blowing over and catching your house on fire.
That's all he wants is a one-off.
Yeah.
Right. He can hit it and quit it.
Every time a blue light hides the flaws on a stripper, you have that man to thank for.
Yeah,
and you're not going to let him fucking tug one out on you? Come on. Let him do it.
Just like on my arm or
something. Yeah. Let the man go. What about you? What were you up to? I didn't really.
I went to Vegas.
Yes.
Went to Vegas, went to Hackamania, this podcast festival for a couple days.
Who was there?
My buddies at Who Are These Podcasts, The Creep Off, Nobody Likes Onions, Tukey.
No Sphere.
Didn't go to the Sphere, no, because it was the Grateful Dead, so I didn't want to go. Yeah. Well, I think we're going back out come next fall, so.
Let me know, man, because I'll go see it again.
Have to figure something out. Yeah, we went to see the Neon Sign Museum.
Was that the one outdoors?
Yeah.
Yeah, it always looked cool. I've seen pictures.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. It's small. It's not as big as I thought it would be, but it was interesting. Just like all the history of old Vegas and shit.
Hanging out with your in-laws?
Yeah, hanging out with the in-laws.
It's so funny to think of you hanging out with in-laws.
Well, we were at dinner, and I was going to make a joke, and then I was like, I probably shouldn't make that joke. Because so we get dinner, the four of us, her parents and Mary Beth. And when it comes time to, like, wrap up, you know, Mary Beth hadn't eaten all her dinner. And so the waitress comes over. She goes, like, any dessert? And Mary Beth goes, no, I was a bad girl. I didn't eat my vegetables. And I was going to say, don't worry, Daddy will give her a spanking when we get home. But it's weird because her parents are sitting there and the waitress might not think it's funny, you know. She might not know what this relationship is. So I'm like, I'll just shut up.
I love this Brian Johnson showing restraint.
Yeah.
It's very, that is very, very nice to hear, you know, that because it would have been – the joke would have been made for only one person. It's not even worth it then.
It would have been made for me. So that's two
it.
People.
You're the one person.
Oh, I'm the one person. Not even Mary Beth. Oh, okay. I didn't know you were counting me too. But then we get outside and I was like, I couldn't not. So I told Mary Beth, I was like, you know what I was going to say? And I told her, she's like, oh. And Mary Beth's mom's like, what? And I don't assume she's not going to tell her, but she just goes and tells her parents anyway.
So they heard it anyway.
Nice. But not even delivered with the expertise and timing that it deserved.
Craft wasn't there.
No, not at all.
Yeah, their skin didn't fucking, like the shivers and made their skin crawl. Just didn't happen.
Yeah, but I'm like, you'll never guess what I do to your daughter. Just try to guess. Yeah, so we did that. She wanted to go to Penn and Teller, but we didn't make it. So we're going to try to get to Penn and Teller. Because I hear one of them, Teller, is looking pretty old.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, that's what I understand.
Looking like Ben Franklin.
Yeah, man, he's not getting any puss, no way. Like one of the most famous musicians out there in Vegas. But yeah, other than that, you know, we went out, you know, what you do in Vegas, eat, and she gambled a little bit.
Yeah.
Played a Frankenstein.
I've seen that.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
It fucking stole.
It's alive.
$25 from me.
Did it? Yeah, it stole about 40 or 50 from her.
I was like, this is a fucking scam.
It's so fast. It's just like all of a sudden, all the money's gone. Yeah. Like, what the fuck? I just had $20.
They just fucking trick you and be like, oh, it's Frankenstein. It's cool.
Yeah.
And you realize
I'm more likely to win somehow.
$40.
Yeah.
I'll just watch somebody else play and I can still see all the fucking bells and whistles.
Still see the bells and whistles. Yep. And you don't have to lose all your fucking money. I was going to play poker, but like it was a $200 buy-in and I'm like, it's the World Series of poker. Mm. So I'm like, the chances of me doing anything other than losing my $200 are very slim. So I was like, fuck it.
Yeah, that's probably not even a fun crowd to play with because they're all taking it so seriously.
They're all taking it very seriously. Yeah. I tried to play in Atlantic City once. It was supposedly a low blind table. And it's like, you know, you'd put in your $3 or $5 or whatever. And the next thing you know, somebody's banging it up to $80.
Yeah.
You know, they haven't even dealt the cards yet.
Yeah. Guys like that. It's like, come on, man.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be a friendly game.
Family game. Yes. Yeah. Come on now. So yeah, we did that. That was about it. I think that's all we did in Vegas. I'm not a big gambler, so I didn't, you know, I didn't really gamble much. What do we got?
I went to Atlantic City for my anniversary and just took a drive down there.
How many years?
30.
Wow.
94. This would be.
Oh, yeah. Today is 30 years.
Hey,
oh, thank you. And they were filming something in the casino. I only go to one casino, Bally's, because it has this digital. Blackjack's the only thing I'll play digitally, though. I don't want to play blackjack at a real table because I know I'll fuck everybody up. They'll resent me.
Yeah.
So I like to play just by myself against the computer. And they're filming a TV show or a movie. And right – and, of course, they're set right in front of the one machine I want to play. Like, this is the only machine in the whole casino that offers this. So, like, thankfully, though, I could sit on the other side because it's like a 360-degree table that you could play at. And one side was blocked off that no one could sit at. I could sit off behind, but it's kind of curved so that you could see a little bit of me. And the security lady, she was – I don't know – I don't know why you would hire a 75-year-old security lady. I don't know how that works, but like she's not that, you know, she's just going to annoy you to death rather than have any kind of real like authoritative.
Maybe that's what she's going.
So she goes, you could sit there, but don't stare at the camera or don't stare because, you know, and I'm like, I don't care. I said, I'm just complaining. Don't worry about it. But I was, but in between when you're playing the hand, it takes 20 seconds. For the countdown before you know, you place your bet and then it goes before – they'll give people 20 seconds to see who else is going to bet. So in that moment sometimes I'll just like get lost in thought and think about something else.
Sure.
So I was just sitting there like this and I swear I wasn't even – I didn't realize. I was just lost in a daydream.
Right down the barrel. Goes,
what can I tell you?
She was angry. You're a fucking customer. You're not giving them your money.
I was like, what? She goes, I told you not to stare at the camera. You're staring right at it. She goes, you can't sit there. And I was just like, I didn't even realize I was staring at the camera. I go, what is this for anyway? What are they filming? She goes, don't worry about it. She goes, just get up. And I was just like, move over there. She goes, and I was just like, but that's not the machine I want to play at. I go, and she goes, I don't care.
Holy shit.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, so they made me move over, and then I had to wait for somebody else to get up so I can go back and sit over there. But what could I do, though? I just was like, whatever.
I am shocked, man.
But she did tell me, though, and I did tell her I wouldn't stare at it. And then lo and behold, 2 seconds later, I'm like,
yeah, I get it.
Ma'am, I've been on TV before. I think I know what I'm doing.
I didn't want to say that, but I was so like – I told her. I assured her. I was like, I'm not even interested. I said, I won't even look up, I said. And not more than 2 seconds later, I'm like looking at the camera like a fucking complete – like I've never seen one before.
Yeah, you're a troll, though, man, because it's not the 10th time she told you. It's the fucking first – like the second time.
Yeah,
like, she could have been like, oh, I'm sorry. Like just so you know, you were looking at the camera.
I should have listened to her. Though I fucking lost $50 and then I was fucking miserable. I just sort of, like if I wasn't allowed to play the game, I would have walked away $10 ahead of the game. But of course, you know, I went back and lost everything.
Right.
And yeah, so I should have just listened to her.
Unless if she had left you alone, you might have went on a hot streak on that. You can't say that. She might have cost you $500.
Yeah, but I'm convinced though that it's rigged.
The computer ones.
Yeah.
How could it not be, right?
I'm fucking convinced.
Yeah.
I'm like, how the fuck could I pull a 20?
Like, who am I supposed to be trusting? Who am I supposed to be trusting here?
Like, I know that, you know, Frank tells me it's not that there's a, like, strict rules and laws that it can't be rigged.
Sure.
But I'm telling you, the amount of times that I have a 20 and they get 21.
Yeah.
I'm looking around. I'm like, fucking Oz is going to come out from behind that curtain and tell me and laugh at me at this point because there's no fucking way it could pull 21 as often as it does.
I've often thought that while playing with cards, so maybe it is.
I'm tempted to be like, I'm just going to only play with live people because I've been this way. I can at least know that it's real.
Yeah. They will help you too. Like maybe not necessarily the people you're sitting with, but the dealer will help. Like he'll let you know what you should hit on, what you should stay.
You say,
on.
What does the book say?
What's that?
That's what I always like.
What's what, the book
what
say?
What does the book say you should do here? And
it's, right.
The book says
but they're gambling big bucks though at the tables though.
What's big bucks?
Like $20 a hand.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm doing dollar hands.
Right.
And, you know, sometimes just for shits and giggles, like I'll hit on 17 because I'm only going to lose a dollar.
Gives a shit, right.
Yeah. And I always bust. Yeah. I'm not going to do that anymore.
Don't.
It's not what the book says.
I got my own book. Yeah.
It's a comic book. Nothing to do with gambling.
What should I not hit on? Like, what should I always stay?
16, stay on 17, right?
Well, 17, they have to stay on.
I think six. I think the idea is if you have a 13, like let them bust. It's based on their cards, right?
Yeah.
So if you have a 13 and they're showing a 3, you're supposed to stay. Because
what if they're showing a 10? Because they're always fucking in depth, almost. Always have a 10 face card to the hand.
I think you're supposed to hit then, right?
Yeah, I think then you're supposed to hit.
I'm constantly pulling 13s.
That's
like tough. Where I'm stuck in limbo.
I'm like that with 15s where I'm like, motherfucker, come on.
And of course, you know, even if I get a fucking 5, like I'll get a 20 with a couple 5s, they'll get 21. I think I beat the system. I think I got it. Fucking I'm like sitting back there with my hands behind my head going, oh, yeah. I'm about to bust this casino.
He thinks he busted us.
Yeah, he thinks we built this whole fucking building. I'm letting assholes like him fucking win. Take our money. Yeah. That's pretty funny, man. Oh, there's a little chart Kenham's got up.
And it's funny when I go with – when we – Frank's – well, only Frank likes to gamble. It's weird because Mrs. Five will just go sit down and at a table and order a coffee or something.
Yeah.
And he'll – but he will only do the slots where you just press a button. I can't do that. I'm just like – it's just mindlessly pressing a button. There's no like thought to
That's notoriously an older person's game. Like an elderly.
Is it?
Yeah.
Well, isn't that Frankenstein the same thing?
Frankenstein's the same thing, yeah. Well, hey, dude, my wife might be 30, but she's really 60. don't let her fool you.
Yeah, but I can't do that one. And the only one I could do, because I don't know how to play poker. I don't know all the rules of the other games, like that with the ball.
Roulette.
Yeah.
I love roulette.
Or craps. Craps always looks like something I want to get in on, but people be like, you don't know what you're doing. Yeah. And I'm like, you're right.
Gatto's craps.
I've seen Gatto play, yeah.
He'll play. Like, I'll go to bed. I'll wake up the next day and he's still playing. It's happened many times. He's like, he just loves it.
That's not
good. But then he doesn't care. Sometimes he's like, I'm like, how'd you do? And he's like, ah, they got my money. I got to get it back later. And then sometimes you come down and he's like, nah, I'm up 10 grand. And you're like, what the fuck? You're like, this is crazy. But he just finds his happy place.
My wife has got incredibly good luck playing those same games that Frank likes.
Yeah.
She's on a pretty good run. She, for at least the last 10 times, has come away ahead. I can't say that.
Nah.
You're a drain on her.
Oh, yeah. She has resources. Told me. She has told me, like, you know, if it wasn't for you.
This trip would have been paid for.
Yeah. Where'd you paint that picture? Oh, okay. Yeah.
Walt's wedding photo. My goodness.
Look how young they look. Two young go-getters, eager to take on the world. I got to say, your wife doesn't age that much.
She really doesn't.
No, yeah. So you know what? That no drugs, no alcohol, no smoking.
Yeah.
I think it has to play some factor, right?
Yeah, of course.
But I also think it's genes too, though. You know,
Yeah, look at this crew. Walt, I'm looking at – how old are you there?
27,
Walt's
right?
Wedding photo. It's him in a tuxedo. To his right is Kevin Smith in a tuxedo. To the right of that is Brian Johnson in a tuxedo. No beard.
And her brother.
And that's her brother to the left.
Yeah, her older brother.
Wow, man. Look at you guys.
Fucking snazzy, right?
Fuck yes.
Yeah, like we're going to roll into the fucking casino and fucking take every penny they got. That's the kind of youthful exuberance and confidence we
it's
got.
It's funny, man.
We're pointing us to the slots.
that version of Kevin is the version of Kevin that's in my – like when I think of Kevin, because that's –
from that time period, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it's always that version of Kevin. It's funny.
Mm-hmm. That picture, Brian knows what – only thing I see in that picture, Brian knows what it is.
Yeah, that would be my giant thumb hanging out of my – hanging out of my pants.
That thumb.
But you all have your thumbs out.
I know, but his bigger thumb is fucking like – it's the freakish thumb I've ever seen. It's like it's like a roll – like with those line of hot dogs on a string.
Could you zoom in? It doesn't look that weird to me.
I remember the photographer being like, can't you tuck it?
Look at Kevin's thumb compared to that thumb.
Yeah, but Kevin's is kind of covered by his sleeve a little bit.
Remember the amazing colossal man? You know, like, look, Brian just looks like he drove through an irradiated field and he's starting to fucking turn into the amazing colossal man.
It looks like I'm wearing a wig.
Yeah, look at that. I was about to say, look at that fucking
windswept
blowout
hair and shit. Yeah, man.
This is great podcasting, talking about a photo nobody can see.
Yeah, you're right. Right, of course. That's funny, though.
Yeah, but 30 years.
30 years, man. Yeah.
Definitely, though, it's one of those, like, those that decision that's like, whew, glad I made it.
Yeah.
Who knows what I where I would have been if I didn't make that right, the right decision there. Yeah.
Yeah. That's good. That's not
nice. That's good.
That's
yeah.
Nice to be able to look back and be like, that's wonderful.
Because there's lots of people, if they make it to 30 years.
Oh, yeah, if they're even still alive.
Still, I still feel like, oh, God, why did I do this?
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, you thank your maker. And I don't neglect to tell him that, though.
Nah.
When I'm saying my Hail Marys.
That's very sweet. I like that. Yeah,
it's true.
So Factor.
Oh, dude, Factor, man. I've been eating these.
You're into Factor, huh?
I'm fucking eating these Factors. They're good, dude. I'm a customer now. I switched over.
You use the code?
I use the code. Meals are good, dude. Actually, look at me. I don't know if you can tell. I've lost 8 pounds with this.
Did you?
Nice. Congrats.
Yeah. Just because like they're so good and they're portioned really nice. And like it's just enough to keep you full, but you know, not enough to like gorge. It's really – I'm a big fan of Factor.
All right. Well, warmer, sunnier days are calling. Fuel up for them with Factors. No prep, no mess meals. Meet your wellness goals in time for summer thanks to the menu of chef-crafted meals with options like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. No matter how busy you are, you'll always have time to eat nutritious, great-tasting meals. Make today the day you kickstart a new healthy routine. What are you waiting for? 35 different meals with more than 60 add-ons to choose from every week. Crush your wellness goals this May with dietitian-approved meals. That's what Q's doing. He's crushing his wellness.
I am telling you, crushing it. I eat Factor like five out of 7 days a week now. It's because it's not like the other ones where they send you the ingredients and you got to put it together yourself. It's they're sending you the full on meals. I preheat the oven 375, toss that shit in. 10 minutes later, I'm living like
a Swanson's, but healthier.
Way healthier and never not frozen. So like
not frozen. Yeah. So it's not like Swanson's.
It's not like Swanson's at all.
It's actually the anti Swanson's.
Yeah. Of a Swanson. with great food.
Factor does not want to be associated with Swanson's.
Like, what did they say? We're like, who?
Starts out good. The one guy seems to really like it.
Yeah. Is Swanson still around?
They gotta be.
Right?
Well, okay.
Get him. Like, fuck you. Yeah. I eat 7 days a week.
Keep your kitchen time to a minimum. Factor meals are ready in 2 minutes. No shopping, prepping, cooking, or cleaning up.
I would say do the oven if you can. Don't. The microwave is quicker, but
yeah, you're so
but the oven's
gross.
Better.
I showed up at the office unannounced one night.
Uh-oh.
He didn't know I was coming.
You shouldn't have to announce it. But
no,
yeah, sure.
But I didn't even tell him I was coming. And as soon as I walk into the building, I'm like, what the fuck is that smell? I can smell it like as soon as I walk in, like downstairs.
The yarn lady's like gagging.
And I finally get, and I know it's coming from here. There's no doubt about it. Like, I know it's not the yarn lady. And this motherfucker is microwaving, what was it again? It was some sort of meat?
Sausage
in the microwave. How gross
is
that?
He's an animal. You know he's an animal.
Sizzling and popping and shit all
like
grease
almost
everywhere.
Expired sausage in the microwave. Just like legally you could sell it. Morally, you should not be selling this.
Morally incorrect sausages.
It was so gross. I had to run out. I had to just give him drop off when I had to drop off and fucking run out holding my breath as if fucking tear gas was in the building. And I was just like, you're fucking going to get us evicted, I said, if you keep this shit up.
There it is. There's this oof bucket of slop.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, well, here's the call to action. Head to factormeals.com/TESD50 and use code TESD50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month. That's code TESD50 at factormeals.com/TESD50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month while your subscription is active. I got a couple. We might as well just knock these out, okay?
Sure.
All right.
I don't know if I could back everything so enthusiastically as Factor.
But oh, this Factor next one you'll be able to.
Being paid to.
Yeah, we're talking about Raycon. So fucking buck up, boy.
Yeah, man up and all right, fucking. All right.
I love it. What do I love now? What is it?
Now you love Raycon.
Oh, I do love Raycon. Absolutely.
That's an easy one. I use mine in London.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I did. It's got a little clip. You know, it's a little Carabiner clip, so I clipped it on my.
So how do you power your Raycons? Because don't they have like special
USB-C?
Don't they have like outlets that don't match our outlets?
Yeah, but I have this little
adapter.
It's an adapter, but it looks like a multi-stick strip. But it has the British plug, but it converts it the electricity to normal American.
Why won't
plugs.
They just fucking give up the ghost and just go universal American charging?
I don't know, man.
Same reason they won't use the regular system instead of the metric system. The same reason they want to use euros instead of dollars. They got to be special.
Well, is it because they just don't get – they don't have the same amount of juice that Americans are able to get
could
in
be.
Their house? They're running on like –
It's three, like a constant brownout almost over there.
They have this thing, they couldn't handle American juice.
Yeah, probably not. Fucking Ben Franklin, motherfucker. Yeah. Guess where he's from. Represent.
Oh, that's funny.
Let's see.
Raycon.
If you haven't pulled the trigger on a pair of Raycons, or even if you have, but you're back in the market for another pair because they're just that good, now is the time to check them out because they just launched their upgraded model of the best-selling everyday earbuds. With these everyday earbuds, you also get active ergonomic design, multi-point connectivity that lets you pair with two devices at once, and active noise cancellation. Available in a variety of vibrant new colors to complement any and all skin tones. Feeling a little woozy? Fucking green around the gills, man. Yeah. Fucking green Raycons for you. 32-hour battery life, quick charge function, ergonomic design, multi-point connectivity, awareness mode, active noise cancellation, three customizable sound styles, weatherproof and or sweat resistant, and earbud tap functions to reduce discomfort when using them. So if you've been waiting to check out a pair of Raycons, there's truly no better time. Their upgraded model will blow you away. You're going to ask why yourself you didn't check them out sooner. You're going to be pissed at yourself. Raycon offers a 30-day happiness guarantee, so what are you waiting for? Go to buyraycon.com/TESD today to get 15% off your Raycon order plus free shipping. That's right. You'll get 15% off and free shipping at buyraycon.com/TESD, buyraycon.com/TESD. And then only one more. And this is because we took a couple weeks off, so all the ads, they build up, and I got to get them done.
Get her done.
Yeah, otherwise we can't pay for shit like episode 600. You know what's not fair? I'm going to tell you, Q.
What?
The fact that Netflix hides thousands of shows and movies from me based on my location and then has the nerve to keep increasing their prices. Now, you could just cancel your subscription or protest, or you could be smart about it and make sure you're getting your full money's worth like I do by using ExpressVPN. How it unblocks content. It hides content from where you are based on your location. Let you change your online location so you can control where you want Netflix to think you're located.
Oh.
This is all legal. They have servers in over 100 countries so you can gain access to thousands of new shows and never run out of stuff to watch. This works with many other streaming services too. Disney+, BBC, iPlayer, and more. It's easy to use. Fire up the app and click one button. Blazing fast speeds. You stream in HD with zero buffering and an encrypted tunnel. Who doesn't need that? ExpressVPN also keeps you private and secure by rerouting all your traffic through the encrypted tunnel. Shawshank Redemption, Goodfellas. These are examples of movies that you can watch that you may not be. You try looking for Goodfellas for free on any streaming service. You cannot find it. ExpressVPN, hey, it's a different story.
Now, is this a subscription or is this a one-time purchase?
This is a subscription thing. Subscription-based.
Yeah. I use one. I'm going to switch you over to this one.
Yeah, I use one too. I use this one actually. So be smart. Stop paying full price for streaming services and only getting access to a fraction of their content. Get your money's worth at expressvpn.com/TESD. Don't forget to use the link at expressvpn.com/TESD to get an extra 3 months of ExpressVPN for free. All right. Thank you. Thank you, everyone.
Any ants out there? Any of you guys are like cybersecurity experts? Because I read a frightening thing the other day that was like, if you use Google, they have every keystroke you've ever thought. Like, even if you type something in and then delete it to respell it correctly, they have every movement that you've ever done in a Google search bar, which is like, that's fucking crazy.
Yeah, I hear shit like that. And I'm just like, what are they going to do with it? Like, I mistyped something or I typed in whatever.
I don't know.
What are they going to do with all that stuff?
But I that's why I want the cybersecurity. I wonder if there's a cyber ant out
there. Well, I think we have one under as an employee. I would consider him as good as any cyber. Well, you giggle, but I'm serious. This man.
He's prone to like conspiracy theories. He's
been right, though, more than he's been wrong on his conspiracy theories, though.
We played a game with Sunday Jeff last week where Getem had to guess percentages of certain things. I was shocked at how often he came like close to the mark.
Really?
Yeah, it's like, you know, this percentage of people, what was an example, say?
Oh, like how many people believe the NFL is rigged?
Right. Mm-hmm. And then Getem would give a percentage and then me or Jeff would have to go higher or lower.
Okay.
And I got to say, I was really surprised at the number of times that Getem was like, I mean, a couple of times he was way the fuck off. But for the most part, he was right there, man.
So you think that translates into security know-how?
I think he's a secure mind.
So you're asking if any ants out there, what are you looking for an ant to do for you?
Well, just like, why do we need VPNs? Why do we, how are they tracking us? I use DuckDuckGo and I'm always like, I've used it for years and I'm always like, what the fuck? I'm like you. I'm like, what are they? They find them on Amazon buying peanuts for squirrels. Who gives a shit? But there's something to it. You know what I mean? Though you're like, if I have the choice between people not knowing about the peanuts,
I'd rather they didn't know.
Yeah, I'd rather they didn't know. And so I use DuckDuckGo, but I'm like, fuck, am I falling for something? Is DuckDuckGo like, yeah, we got all those keystrokes.
Yeah, DuckDuckGo isn't like the dark web where you actually have to type in a website, you know, to get there. Like DuckDuckGo is just
it's its own browser, but they don't track you and this is what they say. But I don't know if I'm getting a large fish hook in my mouth here. Well, then maybe there's a cyber ant out there who could come in here and go toe to toe with Getem. And we can test Getem's knowledge if he's ever allowed to speak on mic again.
I will put my money on Getem's knowledge up against any ant or non-ant at this point.
In regard to cybersecurity?
I'm talking about in general knowledge.
Oh, okay.
I believe that Getem would mop the floor with most ants and I think he would dominate non-ants. Like it would be like it'd be cruel. It would be like his the way he'd fucking pwn non-ants, who are mostly I don't want to say it, but most non-ants are dumb fucks.
Yeah. Well, if there's an ant out there that wants to put his cyber knowledge up against Getem, please make yourself known.
I've heard there's a couple ants who claim that they have. If not 148 IQ, even more that I would love to see Getem go up against and trounce in a battle of IQs. Maybe we can set something up.
Do you want that?
I'm telling you, man. I spend a lot of time with him.
Yes.
It's
like Stockholm syndrome.
I am blown away about there is nothing I can't say when I say if I have some sort of problem that – like he doesn't Google it. He just knows it. And people are like, oh, he just knows Google. He just went and Googled something. So he, of course, he just knows, he knows, he retains memory about, he read something. So it's not real knowledge. I go, it's not true. I'm telling you, he's a problem solver.
He's a problem, all right. Oof. All right. Well, let's get him toe to toe one day.
Well, okay. I'll set it up for an episode. I'm going to get.
Are you smarter than a get him?
Yeah. I know that guy, Stu.
Stu, yeah, sure. He's a professor, right?
Yeah, oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm going to bring in – maybe I'll bring in Frank and Stu, two of the more cerebral.
No, you can't make Frank five the guy going against him.
Oh, that's right.
What?
Thank you, Gidim. So on the last episode, you weren't here. You would have been proud of me as a former fireman.
I'm always proud of you, but yes.
I thwarted a shopping plaza
being
destroyed by a raging fire.
Tell me about it.
So I was
tell leaving. Me too, because I haven't heard this story.
But I told you the story.
A raging fire, yeah.
Well, I mean, it could have turned into a raging fire.
Sure, I understand.
No fire starts out as a raging fire.
You are now telling stories like firemen tell stories. So I recognize your game, sir, and I respect it. Raging mulch fire. I'm there with you.
So I'm leaving the pizza parlor that I always – I mean, I know listeners have heard this story already, but Q hasn't, so you're not to put up with it. So, and I see this little puff of smoke billowing from this area where there's a lot of mulch in the plaza, a lot of bushes and
this
trees.
This is how long ago?
While you're in England.
This has been pretty dry lately.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I am befuddled because I'm like, there's some sort of fire underneath the ground? I'm going, I've never seen such a thing. I don't know what it is. My brain is kind of like – I get out of the car and I approach it. And as I approach it, I see orange flames, like at least 6 inches high.
Yeah. You're starting to get an erection right away, right?
No, I'm not a fire bug. actually the opposite, because I don't like fire at all. I'm terrified of fire. So I am
– Fire bad.
Yeah. Full of Frankenstein's monster.
So I just did a movie quote.
There you go.
Yeah.
And Walt didn't hate it. It's just a matter of the right movie.
Yeah.
So in my head, I'm like, is that a gas leak underground? Is there like a pipe that is broken and now there's gas coming from underneath the ground? So I don't know whether I should stamp it out or kick mulch on it to – put it out.
Good question. Or the fact that you're even thinking like that is interesting. Yeah.
And I don't want to burn. I got new skips on, so I'm like, I don't want to melt my new sneakers.
Yeah.
I'm wearing my old sneakers.
I think that's fair. Yeah.
So I'm like, all right, what do I do here? You know,
as a fart leaps to an orphanage.
Sneakers still look good.
Fresh kicks. These are the freshest kicks.
So I go into the pizza parlor and I say to the guys, who they aren't the friendliest of guys, but that's okay. They're there to make good pizza. That's all I care about. Is pizza good?
I'm with you.
Bang. I don't need scintillating conversation. And I say, do you guys have a bucket of water? Because I know you're not going to believe this, I said, but there's like a midget volcano out there.
You're right.
And of course, they look at me as if like what I look at people when they came into the stash, or like, is Kevin Smith here?
Uh-huh.
You know, and they're like, oh God, shut up. And they don't want to, but they don't, they just look at me like I'm like annoying pest. And I go, like, I know it sounds crazy, I said, but it looks like there's an underground fire under the ground.
Yeah.
And I guess if you can just give me a bucket of water or a pail of water, I'll throw it on there and I'm sure it'll go out. I don't know what it, I go, you can see a little bit of the smoke. And they go, oh, all right, we'll take care of it. And
they're
leave.
Stealing your fire. Yeah,
they don't trust you
with
the pail.
Well, no. And they came out with a bucket. They actually needed two buckets.
Mm.
And even two buckets.
Two bucket fire. Yeah.
Is that a big one?
It is now. I would say it was a two alarm fire.
So I get in my car after I think I kind of scope it out. I'm like, it looks like it's under control. I've done my part. I saved the plaza.
Yeah.
I'm sure I'm going to get a free lunch out of this tomorrow, but it didn't happen. But I come back to the plaza to tell Gidim, and within a millisecond, he goes, mulch fire. And I go, mulch fire? He goes, yeah. They burned down mansions in New Jersey. They They've had horrendous damage to fast food joints. They happen constantly, sure, and you don't even hear about them.
Okay.
And boom, it was a mulch fire.
Yeah. What started the mulch fire, I guess?
He told me that likely a mulch fire, if you don't keep your mulch wet, that mulch will – if the pressure of the mulch on top of it, especially if it's super hot, will cause spontaneous combustion.
This is not happening.
That is true.
Get out of here.
No, it is true, right? Get him?
The weight of mulch starts fires.
No, because the weight of the mulch on top of where it's all building up all this heat, especially if it hasn't gotten
from
wet.
Where?
The heat from the sun hitting it all day long.
It's like because it's organic material,
yeah, you know,
or something.
It's in mulch, right? It's all fucking – it comes out of your asshole.
Yeah, yeah, is that normally flammable? You have issues with that?
Yes. You don't know. You never see someone put a lighter up to their butt when they fart?
You talking about methane?
Like, yeah.
But what?
It's in your fucking intestines, bro.
Look, what do I know? I was only trained by the best of the best. They never discuss mulch fires, like pressure of mulch breaking out into.
You're
going to
want to cut this. If you're going to want to cut this because you're going to look so bad.
If I'm wrong, no. Hey, man, look, one of the things about like being a fireman is like being like, all right, I have something new to learn.
He showed me countless videos of
fire departments. I'm not saying mulch doesn't get on fire.
Of fire departments responding to mulch fires.
Yeah, okay. I'm not doubting that mulch can catch fire.
All right, Q, I got an email from somebody who works for mulch being like, you know, kind of copping to like, yeah, most people don't know it, but – yeah, mulch can spontaneously combust into a fire. Like, we have to keep our mulch wet because we have so much of it on our property that we sell that it is a hazard that we have
that
to be aware of.
That makes sense because if it's dry and something besides the pressure of the light wood chips starts a fire, yeah, that I understand. The mulch could, I'm not saying mulch isn't combustible. It certainly is. I'm just saying, he's telling you that the mulch is so heavy that it's starting fires.
No, it's just that why did it start underneath ground and not on top of the mulch? Because the weight and the heat all is in a pocket.
Yeah, but something had to start the fire.
Yeah, spontaneously start it by the heat.
I don't believe that happens.
It happens.
I don't believe that happens.
A lot. It does.
I mean, he's been out looking for fires ever since.
Do you know that they won't sell mulch past a certain spot in America because it's too dry and hot?
Nobody's saying that mulch can't catch fire. I understand that.
Because it's so prone to catch on fire.
It's wood.
And feces.
Sure.
Where do you get the feces from?
Definitely full of feces, right?
Well, it's got fertilizer in it,
yeah,
right?
Mulch, yeah.
It's like a natural process.
You didn't know that either?
No.
What the fuck am I potting with? Two fucking...
Look, my
stepped off the banana boat. What the fuck?
My mulch knowledge until last week was bottom of the barrel. I brought it up to Mary Beth though. I was like, "Did you know mulch can catch fire?" She's like, "Yeah." I was an idiot.
Yeah, there's no doubt. The argument's not can mulch
the spontaneous
catch fire.
But how does it catch on fire?
Yeah, that's a cigarette. Or something. Somebody threw something in that.
No, it did not. It doesn't happen like that. It just can start.
I assure you it happens like
that. Well, the next Google ad is the myth of spontaneous combustion.
It's just not possible for mulch to just spontaneously combust.
So you think a cigarette had to have been thrown from a car?
That's 90% of the – yeah, I would say that was probably what it was.
All right. Well, I do look, maybe next episode we can get a mulch guy on who emailed me.
I'm down. Look, if I'm wrong, I'll stand.
That's what I like about you. It's a very admirable.
Yeah. Like, I'm happy to be wrong, but
– If I'm wrong, I'm going to blame Ginnam.
That's fine.
So I'm good with that too.
You're definitely wrong. The weight of mulch does not cause enough pressure to start fires.
Oh, I don't think it's the weight.
You started all this.
But it's because it gets caught in a pocket.
Of what?
The pocket of gas that just builds up.
No.
Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right. I will.
That's why you have to wet your mulch.
Well, look, here's good news. My senior guy who retired a few years ago is in New York. He lives in Nashville. And I'm supposed to be seeing him this weekend. So this is a guy with 35 years experience in the FDNY. He was in 9/11. He worked at firehouses up in the Bronx, all around Brooklyn, like during the war years. I'm going to ask him his opinion.
Okay.
And if I'm wrong, I'll come back and tell you.
Okay, but
it's combustible and it can burn. I'm not saying
it can't. I want to know what his mulch knowledge is, though, too, though, because I think that
– Is it as great as Gidim's?
Well, his side job for a while was landscaping, so
– Oh, okay. Then that would,
this is the guy. This
okay,
is the guy
yeah, then that would be the guy. I mean – well, anyway –
Right there, right away. It's right here on the wood Gidim pulled up. That means it could be easily ignited by improperly discarding smoking materials.
Yes, and that's not the only way.
Or by spontaneous combusting.
Boom.
Boom? What is this?
Turf skin.
Boom. Gidim go boom. Hugo down.
Gidim made a boom boom right here.
You know what? Obviously, I'm wrong.
No, I mean... I'm just telling you that, like, okay.
Yeah.
Here's the email I got from about mulch from somebody who owns a landscaping business and worked in the industry, the mulch industry, for 20 years.
This is an email you got.
The second you started explaining about your midget volcano, I knew it was going to be a mulch fire the way you described it. It is a strange phenomenon, and it happens from the inside out, and smoke billows out in a kind of eerie way. Yeah. I think this guy also is a wannabe writer. As far as mulch fire goes, at our shop, we had a massive pile of mulch, probably 2 to 3 stories high. And in the summers, on particularly dry days, I would see smoke coming from inside the pile. And a few times we had to put a fire out. We installed mulch on thousands of properties over the years and have never had a fire on these properties. While it does happen, it is rare. And they weren't throwing cigarettes. They would know better on their own in their own company. A two to three story high pile of shit. You don't fucking smoke around.
The thing is that there's a science to how fires start, and one of them is heat.
Science is always evolving.
Yeah, but like there's he's got them right there. So it's like there's the fire triangle. That's what they teach you.
Oh, you know about the fire triangle too?
They teach that. Okay,
I thought Gidim made that up.
No.
You fucking clear that fire triangle shit was captivating, and I thought you made that up.
You just let it ride, let you made it up.
That's it. So you need so right away. It's just like, how are you getting enough heat to start a fire off of wood mulch?
I think it's built up from how hot it is all summer long.
No, the heat does not get earth like the sun that we're hanging out in the summer by the pool is not getting hot enough to light things on fire.
But isn't it caused by the gas of the fertilizer?
It could dry out the mulch and make it more likely to combust, but it still needs something to set off the combustion. And
well, how do you explain spontaneous combustion?
I don't. I don't know the science of it. And I don't think it exists anyway. But like you, but we're talking about mulch here. Like there's just. What's this? I'm just blown away right now. I don't even understand, like, his angle. Like, when could this guy talk?
What guy?
Gidim.
What can he talk? Probably 2 weeks.
Yeah. Look up,
maybe. Hopefully. Fingers crossed. If there's a God.
We'll find out about this mulch.
Yeah. Look, you got two of you got.
Is this an emergency break the glass situation? We allow them to talk, or is that like the, throw all?
You want
to
go this far and get up at the fucking end? Yeah, I mean it's telling Steve Dave, so I'd say he can if you want to. I just like oxygen's there, right? The fuel is there.
I think in this case, to undo all the fucking great accolades I just threw at you, you should stay silent. He ain't 147. He's 148.
Let me get into it.
Because
I also feel like I have a lot of mulch around my house.
Oh, yeah.
That's a wall.
Yeah. I have now contacted my wife and was like, we've got to make movements to get rid of all the mulch that we have around our house. Because if we go away –
Do you have an irrigation? Do you have like a sprinkler system?
A hose.
That goes on at night?
No.
Like, oh, okay.
No.
Because that'll wet the chips for you. You know, you're probably pretty safe.
I should just be watering the mulch, right?
I really don't think you got to worry about this at all, buddy. I don't think this is one you got to worry about.
Yeah, but I think if you left that pizza parlor and saw what I saw, the horror of that fucking midget volcano.
I can only imagine.
That midget volcano haunts me.
People running and screaming.
It's like Pompeii all over again.
People frozen in time.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we don't want, obviously, though, we don't want.
Yeah, but your house is made of wood. Your house is made of timber.
Yeah, which is flammable.
Yeah, way more. Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Like, you're already living in wood. A few wood chips.
I know,
outside.
But like the now to know that like the knowledge that it could just happen without anybody doing anything is terrifying.
It would be
because I saw this fire, this little midget volcano turned into a fucking raging volcano.
Yeah,
within a couple minutes.
I'm sure it was harrowing. Yeah.
And I was stunned at like how this could happen. And then when he told me it could just happen like with no rhyme or reason, with no spontaneously, that is a game changer.
It's terrifying.
Because like you said, how many people have mulch around their house that don't even know this? The mulch industry should be obligated to tell you that like it can erupt spontaneously at any given moment in the summer.
Then I'm going to do that because then what the fuck are you going to do, man? Nobody's going to buy their product.
It should be the most heavily regulated industry in the entire country. Mulch.
Like mulch runners over the border and shit like that.
Yeah, it's no fucking joke, man. I was terrified by it.
All right. Let me look into this, please.
All right.
Yeah.
Tom also poo-pooed your – because I was talking to Tom about the
– Tom Milish.
Milojewski.
Yeah.
About the rubber mulch, and he said he just bought like $1,000 worth, and I said, hey, did you hear this week's
he says it's made out of the
same shit that your tires are made out of. Your car's not giving you cancer, is it?
Yeah, guess what, your kids aren't fucking playing in it and aren't fucking licking the tires, aren't playing with toys, you know like their toys, and they're sleeping with their little teddy bears and playing out in the backyard in the rubber mulch.
There you go, Tom.
Tom.
Rubber mulch, isn't the point of mulch to fertilize the property? Like, how is rubber mulch doing that?
I think it's just for looks at this point. Yeah, it's just like aesthetics.
I don't know.
And it could be safer, too, in terms of no fires, but I've heard that it can cause brain cancer.
That shit causes on fire.
Tires burning all the time.
Some tire fires are still burning. They can't even get them out.
Man, that's fucking crazy. Man.
Good luck, Tom. See how it goes for you.
You know what happened? He can't return it. That's why he's like, he's just fucking
like, shit.
That's why he's trying to like assure himself that it's going to be fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that he won't take $1,000 loss rather than exist. His whole family's going to get cancer.
As soon as he starts forgetting shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Then he's going to be like, oh, fuck.
I never should have gotten that rubber mulch.
That's funny. So we had my buddy Joan Bergio was on the show when the Space Monkeys episode when you weren't in, and I think he got a good reaction. People seemed
people really liked him. Yeah.
He told me that people, but so I was with him yesterday or the day before, and I was trying to explain to him get him's story and stuff like that. You know, I went to the beginning and I told him everything, and he was like, "It's the fucking greatest story." The fact that you guys hated him so much, and now he's just in your life. And I go, the craziest thing I was like is like I worry about him. Like I sometimes I just sit there and be like, what's gonna do like with his life? Like where's get him in 20 years? I worry about these things. Yeah. But not if you're gonna go spending mulch fire combusting at the fucking.
I mean, he's got the videos to back it up, though.
Yeah.
So we'll see. All right. So, so maybe in a couple episodes we'll get that if he wins the trial, we'll set up a Brainiac episode where he could fucking flex in front of people. And
what are you gonna do though? How do you throw that game in his favor?
I won't have to throw it. I won't have to throw it. I'll come up with the brightest minds in TSD Town.
Right.
Not Tom anymore.
No, certainly. Well,
I mean, brain cancer.
We shouldn't joke about that. But yeah, we'll see what happens.
But what do you do? All right, let's say you set it up.
Yeah.
And I understand it's not likely to happen. And get him gets trounced, like embarrassed. Like, how does that affect
his morale?
Everything going forward, his role on the show.
Why? Morale. Because
people won't respect 148 as much.
Because he loses?
But, like, embarrassed. Like, he's not as smart as these guys. And he's revealed to be a bit of a fucking maloke.
Oh.
Like, what do you
– I think that's, like, worrying if, you know – what if the sun doesn't come up tomorrow?
Sure. All right. But
what if there's no more You know, what if there's no more internet? Or like, it's just, these are things that, like, you know, you don't really have to worry about. I have confidence. I have utmost confidence that, I mean, I've seen him do it so often on so many different topics that I have confidence that he will perform and perform to a level that, like, most cannot hang with.
I can't wait. Okay. I can't wait.
Stu, hit me up at KMuse2. And I'm sure I'll get Frank. Would you consider Frank one of the top minds? And
yes, I would.
Okay. He's a professor.
I would. Okay. I respect Frank greatly.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, but there are some instances where you're like, is he one of the top minds? You know, throwing up on a cake and
yeah. Oh, like the weird shit that he does. Yeah, like eating onion rings even though he knows he's going to get diarrhea.
Driving garbage around all hours of the night.
It's a sign of like eclectic behavior is a sign of genius.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. All right.
All right. Oof. So for next week, I just want to remind you, go to patreon.com/TESD.
Join up now, and then you can see that episode 600. You can see all the visuals. Going to be a lot of great visuals. And plus, I'll give you the back library, too, to peruse, and, you know, for however long you're a member for, if you aren't a member already. You know, so you get a lot for that $5 buy-in. And the episode will be ad-free, episode 600.
No ads.
We're taking it on the chin for the ants next episode. We had about 7 or 8 ads that we were like, no.
Fuck it. We don't care about the money.
Not on episode 600.
We don't need it to pay for episode 600.
Not on
600.
Our watch. Yeah.
Can I do a quick plug?
Yeah.
Sal's stand-up special. He did a comedy special. He put it up on YouTube now.
Oh, great.
So it's called Sal Vulcano Terrified, if anyone wants to go check that out. It's very funny.
It's up there right at this moment.
They're right there. Yeah, it's right up right now.
Awesome.
And then we're touring this weekend coming up. We're in Orlando and Atlanta. We have shows.
You're going on a summer tour?
We're doing weekends here and there.
Okay.
But I think that the time to catch us on tour is running out. I think we only have like 14 dates left, and I'm not sure that I think it'll be a while before we're back on the road.
All right, so this is it. This is your last opportunity.
Get in there while
the
getting's good.
I'm not allowed to say that. But
fuck it.
Yeah,
you said it.
I think look like, at him. This is going to be this is a time to see us if you ever wanted to see us. So I just want to give Sal that little plug.
Got a plug, Bri?
I do. We're going to be down in Orlando, Q and I. Go to Jiggy Comedy and you can find out how to get tickets to the Space Monkey show that Q and I are going to do on. I believe it's the 5th or the 6th. I'm not sure
Saturday,
which one.
Saturday, right?
I think it's on the Saturday. Yeah. Whatever that Saturday is.
I'll bring you back some souvenirs from the Mall of America.
Oh, please. Please do.
Okay. Did you bring us back any souvenirs from England?
No.
Tell them, Steve Dave.